Welcome to the Medical Advantage Podcast, where you can hear healthcare professionals, expert consultants, and industry thought leaders discuss the exciting new ideas and technologies that are changing the business of healthcare. Tune in to each episode as we hear from some of the most innovative minds in medicine about the future of healthcare and how your organization can stay profitable, efficient, and on top of industry best practices.
Back to the Medical Advantage Podcast. On this week's episode, we have a special feature for you. We've selected some of the highlights from Medical Advantage's recent webinar with Ortho Bethesda, one of the country's leading orthopedic surgery groups. Listen in to hear Ortho Bethesda's Vice President of Finance, Richard Cooper, discuss the ways that our financial dashboard tool has revolutionized the reporting process around KPIs and other metrics at this group, empowering group leadership to make more informed business decisions. This conversation was part of a larger webinar series. To watch this and previous episodes, visit our website at medicaladvantage.com or just sit back, relax, and enjoy the highlights we've assembled for you here in podcast form. Thanks for listening. Hello, everyone. My name is Selena Dussault, and on behalf of everybody here at Medical Advantage, I would like to thank you for joining our webinar today discussing financial dashboards with Ortho Bethesda. And for those of you who may not know who Medical Advantage is, we are a wholly owned subsidiary of the Doctor's Company, or TDC. And following an acquisition in the state of New York last year, TDC is now the largest physician-owned medical malpractice insurer in the country, with a presence in all 50 states and well over 90,000 physician members. Now, while most of the business units under TDC are focused on medical malpractice or patient safety products, Medical Advantage is the arm that provides consulting and training services directly at the point of care. All right, so before we jump into our content for today, I would like to introduce our panelists. So we are pleased to be joined by Mr. Richard Cooper, Vice President of Finance for Ortho Bethesda. So Richard, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself and your role?
Yeah, thank you, Selena. Pleasure to meet you. So I joined Ortho Bethesda as a consultant in December of 2018, roughly 90 to 120 days after Atlantic Street Capital had acquired Ortho Bethesda, which is a single site orthopedic surgeon practice that has 14 board certified orthopedic surgeons across the six subspecialties of healthcare, which is trauma, sports, spine, back, neck, joints, upper extremity, and then obviously lower extremity. And, my first task was really to come in and to take them from cash-based to accrued-based accounting, implement, the GL structure, payroll structure that's needed for them to scale in the future. Now, having almost 2 years of experience with Ortho Bethesda, we've really been able to do a lot to improve workflow functionality from intake to patient self-scheduling. A lot of interdepartmental workflow processes are allowing us to manage the business with less FTEs to the MSO. And, we've been able to use COVID as, although a terrible event, and a big setback, to basically accelerate our long-term growth. And it's been a great time to work with Atlantic Street Capital. Their team is great and super excited about the organic growth that's about to come, along with the development of our ambulatory surgical center. So it's an exciting time to be involved with Ortho Bethesda.
Great. Thank you so much. We're very excited to have you with us today. And today we are also joined by Mr. Peter McCann, who is our VP and private equity advisor here at Medical Advantage. So Pete, would you mind introducing yourself and a little bit about your role with us?
Great. Thanks, Selena. And thanks to Richard for joining us today. So my name is Pete McCann. I've about 30 years in the healthcare industry from all makes and sizes, from running the medical group at Henry Schein, which is a major distributor in town in the space, to doing private equity roll-ups for physician groups, distribution companies, and the like. In full disclosure, I actually worked for Atlantic Street Capital in one of their investments in the ophthalmology world, which was Lombard. So I sat in a very similar seat to where Richard is running one of the investment companies for Atlantic Street, and knew kind of a lot of what Atlantic Street and all general private equities are kind of requiring just from the information flow. So I kind of knew the pain points, knew the opportunities, and really brought the two together in this project. But I really worked with, seeing the consolidation in private equity over the last 10 years on the physician side. It's created new challenges, new opportunities, and new large groups that can effectively manage better, I think, better patient care and really produce better efforts for their patients. So happy to have Richard on as a customer and also as a colleague in this venture as we put this project together.
Great. Thank you both so much. So with that, Pete, I will turn it over to you.
Great. Thank you. Thanks. So what we're going to discuss today is one project that we worked with Ortho Bethesda and the Atlantic Street Group, which was KPI and financial dashboard reporting. Again, knowing from sitting in the seat of being a kind of an operating partner, operating member of a private equity backed organization, you realize that when you step onto the seat, there's a lot of information and data that comes by after the due diligence. You know, there's a lot of due diligence prior to the acquisition, but when you really turn that switch and own it, you've got data coming from 10, 12, 15 sources that really needs to be consolidated into one or two real snapshots of dashboards and reports so that you can effectively run the business more efficiently. And also so you can report up to them, to the directing physicians and also back to the private equity group. So we entered this relationship with Ortho Bethesda to help them design and their KPI reporting and dashboards through automating a lot of those processes. So that was kind of how we started the process. And, Richard, if I could just ask you a few questions about it and your experience. So as you came aboard, you know, you mentioned 2 years ago, what was that need? What was what was the current state of kind of the reporting structure when you got into from the data side when you got to Ortho Bethesda?
Yeah, Pete, I mean, I think, you know, coming from familiar kind of positions within a platform business with private equity backed demands after first round of private equity funding, you know, it's funny, right? I mean, the cost of due diligence that first go around is so expensive because the entrepreneur owner is so inexperienced of preparing this type of data that's required to run a business, you know, super efficiently. So, you know, obviously the first step is to, you know, obviously understand the growing pains you had to go through in due diligence and what you would kind of do. That kind of serves as the playbook, right? You try to knock out things, whether it's compliance related, financial related, payroll related, you know, sales and marketing, business development, whatever it may be. But in the end, you know, you've got to immediately develop technology that gives you accurate real-time data so that the organization is not only being run the most effective way it possibly can, but it also continues to give you areas where you can continue to advance not only the technologies you use, but how that serves the people within your organization and creating value for them as employees and giving them the education they need to further their career and whatever it is they're trying to do. So, you know, technology is a big driver of private equity desire, right? It's a lot of fragmentation in the beginning. But, you know, groups like Medical Advantage Group and how you're using information to reduce, you know, workforce related needs, right? Once you know what you want, you've got a set of structure of reporting that you want to run with. Partnering with Medical Advantage Group has given us a tremendous advantage because although right now it's not that much different because we're a single source practice, when we acquire that second practice or that third practice, we're going to have the capability to scale this thing right away. And that's invaluable for just taking advantage of synergies as you grow, right? Reducing the MSO cost, driving more direct sales. That's how you create gross profit. And, you know, it's a big piece what you guys are doing.
Right. I appreciate that. And, you know, from your vantage point, when we started the project, we realized that you had a lot of that data captured and a lot of it was a manual process that you were aggregating this together for either daily, weekly or monthly reports to run the business. So you had a good snapshot for us to understand where you want it to go. Maybe talk a little bit about that manual process prior to us kind of engaging and where you saw some efficiencies FTE wise from there.
Yeah. So Atlantic Street Capital acquires Ortho Bethesda. They deploy a group of operating advisors on the financial side to come in, develop the tools and techniques partner with cloud-based technologies so that you can drive the most efficiencies possible. And then once you understand that data, those same advisors would have to go and kind of reconstruct. That includes, weekly ELT dashboards, biweekly therapy productivity reports, month-end doctor compensation true-up models, call center technology reports that look at abandonment and customer satisfaction and leakage to urgent care. Direct labor models that allow the organization to have more clearly defined roles for individuals that want to advance their career, give them an opportunity and a platform to grow themselves. And piecing that all together in Microsoft Excel is you need to do it once, right? You need to figure it out, but you don't want to be doing it every week. So, that's where Medical Advantage Group came in. Still the first asset, right? I mean, the project timeline, I want to say 8 to 10 weeks. We stayed kind of within the confines of that. It ran a little long because we added on a little bit to the original agreement. But we feel like ourselves now, having access to a Power BI platform, a number of reports, 10 plus reports that we can go to, whether it's daily, weekly, biweekly, or monthly, is really powerful, right? Especially when you're looking at individual doctor performance within your own group based upon, what's the surgical conversion rate? What's the clinic distribution based upon these certain subspecialties? What's happening to trauma because of the lack of use of ER and trauma? So, what Medical Advantage Group has done for us is they've taken the consolidated reporting that Atlanta Street Capital uses to really normalize all these different industries, whether it's car washes or lab companies or airplane transportation groups. And they get it in a form so that all the partners can understand how to read it, right? Or basically understand the model for how it's to be read. And developing that takes a lot of manpower. But once you know what you want, you need to partner with a group like yours to make it automated enough so that you're saving hard dollars of people that are just doing mundane work, right? You guys are removing workflow redundancy, which is a big thing in business.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And overall, there was a lot of work done, I know, to automate those and save some time, same FTE, so you could actually reposition them to do better functions within the organization. But the final end product, was there any break from what the partners at Atlantic Street Capital were seeing, or were they just saw it as the same, similar reports in a more dynamic fashion? What we're able to provide seamless kind of transition of that to them, where they looked at it and said, this is what we need, without even realizing the background, what was going on behind the scenes to get there.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta Street Capital is 100% behind this, right? I mean, it required minimal capital investment, right? That's going to have great long-term value. Any tuck-in acquisition that we acquire is going to be tucked in more seamlessly because of this. That's where they see the value. In the end, they want a lot of reporting. And so we've developed a lot of these reports. So honestly, for Atlantic Street, it's great because their data just continues to get better. They're having to spend less money to get it because you've reduced these workflow redundancies. But who it's most important for is the people that need to be focused on operations, right? Now you have the ability to generate, download reports in real time without having to collect that data, right? Put that data in presentable format, present that format, right? So that's where the biggest synergies we've gained are. It's not just Medical Advantage Group. COVID made a lot of companies react. A lot of groups were forced to really shut down and become a fraction or a shell of what their business was, as early as February of this year. And we used it as an opportunity to really accelerate this setback. And we did that in conjunction with your group. I mean, we were engaged throughout, like, let's find a way to get better for this. I do know that we've returned about 95% of pre-COVID volume. And I do know that we've reduced our direct labor by 20% and our MSO labor by 25%. So not only is the reporting is part of that, right? Is saying, hey, we're able to get it done with this while we let's staff at stress points. Let's reward people that are, doing the very best they can. And it's really been game changing for us. And the reporting just helps it happen. You know what I mean? So you can think instead of, do, which is very important.
Now, and we appreciate it. We appreciate the partnership, being engaged really at every level with your organization to get it done efficiently, correctly, and really to give you back time and give you back the right data that you needed. So we appreciate it. And we love to see when you do a project like this, put in action, the value that it brings to organizations of all shapes and sizes. So I know we have some questions that Selena will present from the queue.
Yes, great. Thank you both. So to get started here, one for Rich. Sounds like the project is going great so far. What does your organization see as coming next when it comes to additional data feeds or additional areas within your firm?
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like we're just at phase one, right, of our project and working relationship together. You know, we knew what that scope was today, but we planned it for the next steps. COVID obviously slowed down M&A activity, right? We're in the process now of getting ready to kind of embark on developing a surgery center for our group. And where this data is right now, it's saving us a lot of time and money, right? We've been able to reduce labor hours. Our high-performing folks are able to focus on things they really enjoy doing instead of collecting data. But the next step is clearly we would like to acquire other practices. We would like to introduce their MSOs, or what they believe as to be their MSO now, their back office. We want to introduce them to our best practices. We want to learn from them as well to see if we can improve ourselves as well. But the next step is to continue to add providers to our group and introduce them to the technologies that we've spent a lot of time and effort on developing. And there's a lot of power and economies of scale there that drives gross profit on a recently acquired asset. So we're excited for M&A, and we're excited to partner up with the folks that help us, you know, capitalize on M&A.
Great. Thank you. And we do have one other question here. So we are a multi-location specialty group with a growing number of clinical locations throughout Florida and the Southeast. As was mentioned, we do a lot of manual reporting today. Are there any lessons learned or free advice that you would offer as we consider similar dashboard solutions?
Yeah, I mean, the advice I would give you is that, you know, going from manual to the technologies that are available today is gonna, whether you're an investor or in a worker or you're involved in a team, it's gonna help you work better once you've gone through this process. And that's worth a lot of money, right? For individual peace of mind, right? For knowing that data is at your fingertips and you don't have to compile it all the time. So it's about, like I've mentioned a couple times in this call, is reducing workflow redundancies and getting able to think more and do less is what everyone dreams to do. And technology is so good right now that you'd be foolish to keep doing things manually. Because if you keep doing things manually, frankly, you're probably going to fall behind a little bit, especially if you're trying to grow with practice acquisition, provider additions, and different lines of products for revenue generation. Manual processes will basically just add time to that process. So, that would be my advice.
Great.
Good. And thanks, Richard. And just from my vantage point, the acquisition space was slow there from kind of March to the June area, but we're seeing tremendous activity in almost every subspecialty for the private equities that I work with in terms of aggregating and adding on or even starting platforms. With that, dashboard and KPI reportings is probably one of the top three services that Medical Advantage is working on with private equities. The second being practice marketing, which is another one that I know, Rich, your group is heavily invested in. How to acquire new patients, how to restart your practice and get there. So, you know, that's another service that we offer. And just generally helping organizations with technology-enabled consultants to go in there and help you get to where you need to go quickly that have the healthcare experience background. So those are the three kind of subject areas that we're seeing from the private equity base and even the large groups that are rolling up. You don't have to do it. You don't have to be out there alone. You don't have to understand every technology. There are groups to do it outside of Medical Advantage. We know we're not the only ones who do this, but, you know, to Rich's point, use the technology to facilitate that. And that's what we're advising to all the private equities that we're working with currently. And again, the activities is heightened. So we appreciate Richard, your partnership, your time, and we look forward to continuing the relationship moving forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Pete, thank you for all the help you've done with Ortho Bethesda. Looking forward to our continued growth and working together. And it's been fun so far. So you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you both for your time and your insights very much. Now, as we begin to wrap up our session today, I would like to provide you with some places to go for more information. We'd like to invite you to reach out directly to Pete McCann if you happen to have any additional questions or would like some more information following our session today. We would also like to invite you to like and follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook, or join us on our website where you will find additional webinars, blog articles, and case studies for additional information about Medical Advantage and what's happening in the industry. Again, thank you everybody for joining today. We appreciate your time and we hope to see you at another session soon. Thank you. Thanks for listening in to some of the key points from our webinar discussion with Ortho Bethesda. To view the full webinar, additional entries in the series, and further resources regarding Medical Advantage's financial dashboard offerings, please visit our website at medicaladvantage.com.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Medical Advantage Podcast, where we discuss the ideas and technologies changing healthcare and what they mean to your organization. For more information, visit us at medicaladvantage.com and make sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a show.